Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Sri Banerjee, epidemiologist, biostatistician, faculty member, and in this segment I'm going to be going over how to generate 95% confidence intervals for various data sets. Now, you're using the general social survey or the Afrobarometer or other data sets. I'm not going to, that's why I'm not going to go over those data sets. What I'm doing here is taking a look at something called National Health Interview Survey. This is an important survey because this is something that you can use when you go to do your dissertation. So I encourage you to look into this data set. However, today I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to be going over how to do the confidence interval. So just quickly speaking here, I moved the screen slightly so that you can see the menu at the top for SPSS. So let's go to Analyze. And then once you go into Analyze, you go into Descriptive Statistics. Once you do so, you hit Explore. And then when you select Explore, go ahead and look for a continuous variable to look at the 95% confidence interval. So let's drag over age. That's a known continuous variable. Now make sure that the descriptives are actually highlighted, and in this case it is. The typical confidence interval is 95%. However, some places they want you to change that confidence interval, so you can turn that into 90% or whatever number that they're asking you for. So go ahead and select continue. When you go into plots, I want you to not deselect stem and leaf plot because that'll be just extraneous output that you don't need. So select continue and then hit OK. And when you do so in your output, you should see the results. And so sure enough, we see the results. The mean age is 35 in the data set, 36. And then the 95% confidence interval is between, the lower end is 35.5, and then the upper margin is 35.8. So those are the main measures that you're concerned with in determining 95% confidence interval. There's actually another way to determine 95% confidence interval by running a t-test. However, this is the most convenient way. I hope this has made some sense. Thank you for listening.